All right, folks, we're doing a special edition of the online dinner party. And today I've got Amarat Ranatan with me today. He's over there in India. He's a musician that plays classical and flamenco guitar, and definitely looking forward to having a conversation with him about the music business and how he got involved and what's going on musically there. So definitely we're looking forward to this conversation, and we'll see how everything goes and everything. So definitely looking forward to this conversation and seeing how the music business is going there on that side of the globe, because we do know that it's definitely had an impact here with a lot of folks having to change their musical life because of what's going on with the virus and other things. So definitely we are glad to have musicians from around the world featured, and definitely love talking to people from around the country and around the world and everything else. So definitely Amaranth, glad to have you on, glad to talk to you, glad to learn more about you. So first off, how are you doing? How is everything going in your part of the world? How are you doing in terms of your health?
Yeah, thank you so much for giving me the chance to have a discussion with IBM TV. And thank you so much. Another thing, my style, normally, first of all, I must explain about my style. I'm using classical and flamenco guitar technique, and also extended technique developed by myself in my compositions. I travel because you know, I think my personal idea is that a player must have some kind of a difference in his play. I try my best to get that difference. That difference is my own developed technique. Even the universities, I'm teaching in two universities for BA and MA degree program in Sri Lanka. Even that in on those universities, I applied this technique, extended technique. So to be a player with different style, you must have a different style. If not, if you are playing same thing. Now, there are a lot of classical guitars in the world. There are a lot of flamenco guitars in the world. But I'm not only playing that those two techniques. I mean, try my best to use my extended technique and do something, a variation. If you go to the YouTube and type my name and just watch my videos, you can see the difference, what how I get that style. Because in my music, I will try my best to explain the toughness of the life, toughness of the pattern, the pattern of a person. So what I give is with the extended technique, I try my best to do that. If anyone can watch my videos and get that idea of that, about it.
Sounds great. And when did you first get into classical and flamenco music? I mean, it's not a music that's known that much in India and things of that nature. So what drew you to that kind of music?
I started the guitar when I was 7 years old. I just played pop music. But when I was 9, I got an American guitarist, a teacher called Mervyn Sanders. I studied the classical guitar under American guitarist Mervyn Sanders for 4 years. And now that when I was 21, I met Mexican flamenco guitarist Frederick Bruna. I studied under Frederick Bruna 2 years. With that, I started playing classical and flamenco. And after 75, I developed my own technique, and I developed my own extended technique, and I applied classical, flamenco, and with my technique. Now these days, after 85, I think, I'm not playing any other's composition. I play all my own compositions. To be a player must have his vision, his idea. So I try my best to give that idea with my in my compositions.
Sounds like you've been doing a lot of great work and everything. And who are some of the people that you really enjoy playing? Like you said, you developed your own style and you developed your own style of playing. But just of the classical players that do flamenco and do classical guitar, who are some of those that influenced you?
Classical guitar, especially Julian Bream, John Williams, now these days, Dylan, Carter Titania, and flamenco music, Paco de Lucía, L. D. Mueller, Vicente Amigo, Oscar Hero, those are the heroes in my life. I watched them playing, I studied from a lot of technique from them, and studied their books and various kind of styles. And after that, now a lot of in my confusion, the most recent in my modern confusion, a lot of my own technique, very few I'm going to use. I'll be using all these classical and go.
Well,
that's a good part. That's a good part. Because of that only, even you studied my music, I think, because of that style. Because of that style, if I play 100% classical, if I play 100% classical, I know you don't talk. I don't get a chance to be a guest in IBM TV because of my that style. Because of my style, I got a chance of opportunity to get into the IBM TV.
Definitely got a chance to be seen by more people here on IBM.TV. Got a chance to be seen around the world. Because like I said, we are a global network and more people are learning about your music. And I know that you've been definitely labeled as one of the first to translate that kind of music in your country. Because I know that on your site, that is one of the things that they talk about, that you are the first Asian who developed a syllabus for classical and flamenco guitar for both a BA and a MA in terms of people that want to learn about it on the academic side. So more people are learning about your music academically because of what they found out about you and everything along those lines. Just out of curiosity, how are things going in India as far as you're concerned in terms of the health and in terms of like also the way that the virus is impacting your playing? Are you still able to get out and play as much as you would like, or are you having to stay home and practice more?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for this discussion. You have a lot of studies about myself. And now because of this degree, this is a degree program, two degree programs, BA and MA, in Sri Lanka, in my country, the classical and flamenco became very popular. You know, now, even in government schools, even in private schools, there are about more than 65 to 70 teachers who got a degree for the classical and flamenco teaching in their schools. Because of that, the government education department of education organized competitions for classical and flamenco guitar. Now, there are more than 50 teams participating each year for these competitions. Then from this, you can see how it became popular in Sri Lanka, classical and flamenco guitar, because of the two degrees, BA and MA. And in my university, the University of Visula Pofinar Kalamzun, last year there are 143 students who are studying classical and flamenco guitar. I know there's nobody nowhere in the world, 104 with the 143 students in the department. We have 143 students who are studying classical and flamenco guitar, first year, second year, third year, fourth year, main subject, and substitute and elective subject, etc. So we have that credit. I have done something, I think, to popularize this subject in my country.
Well, now we're going to put on one of your songs right now and everything. So would you tell us a little bit about Relief of the Solitude? That's one of the songs that you've got on your YouTube. So I'm going to do a share screen and we're going to play a little bit of this music. But before we play it, tell us a little bit about what Relief of the Solitude is all about.
Now, solitude means that we all need, we as human beings, we appreciate, we need the solitude. But because of the COVID-19 epidemic, that was too much, the solitude, because of the lockdown, because a lot of areas lockdown, because of that, people got hurt. I mean, even the artists, even myself, got hurt. I was in my home 48 days without going out in my hometown. This is lockdown because of curfew. And like that, I'm going to display the now first scene. I'm walking along the Grand Canyon of USA, Arizona, with slow walk, with some kind of sad or boring tune in the background. After that, the relief. Relief means after the Monday, I know definitely Monday, the pandemic will come to an end. In the relief, I'm going to show the difference, the relief, how it came with the fast beat. And I'm showing the dam of the Hoover Dam of the USA, Arizona. That is the pain of the way I'm going to visualize the pain of the artist with that visuals of the dam of the Hoover Dam. So that is how I managed to compose that piece, because of an artist, how our artist felt the COVID-19 isolation, the solitude, and the pain.
Yeah, a lot of folks are definitely going through pain with all that's going on in the world. And we know that a lot of folks are dealing with a lot of different things in terms of the pain of the world, whether that's the pain revolving around the disease, the pain revolving around economic situations, and that's a global thing with economics, or the pain around race relations and class and cultural relations as well. So definitely glad to be able to share this song with the world of Amaranth Ranatunga, and we're going to put that on right now, and then we'll be back to talk more with Amaranth as well. So definitely, I think y'all are in for a definite treat. So definitely get ready to put that on right now and hear a little bit of his music and what the music is all about. So we are definitely looking forward to seeing that and learning even more about what his life is about. So here is the song entitled Relief of the Solitude.
Thank you so much.
Amazing music. I'm already jealous of you to some degree, Amaranth, because you actually got to visit the Hoover Dam. I'm actually from the United States and have never visited the Hoover Dam as of yet, so that's on my list of places to visit and places to go, so I definitely must do that at some point. I hear great things about it and just amazing things about how it is a great place to visit, so like I said, I'm just jealous that you've actually already managed to do that and managed to go to that amazing place. So, like I said, kudos on you for getting to visit that part of the world. So when did you come here and when did you visit this area? And what was it like visiting that part of the world? So like I said, I don't know when you made that trip, but it definitely looked like a very beautiful part of the world and definitely something that was very enjoyable to others to see. So when did you have that opportunity to go there and visit that place?
Last year, June, I came to USA. And I was there 3 weeks. I had 2 concerts, and I had the recording to get a video for this. But I have another 2 videos that is in San Diego. It's called Flamenco in San Diego, and Las Vegas. I was in Las Vegas for 1 week. How many in Las Vegas? 2 videos about USA.
Wow. So, yeah, that was just an amazing place for you to get a chance to go visit and see that and everything. So to see that part of the world was just amazing for you. So you were there, like you said, during that time. Have you had a chance yet to visit the East Coast part of the United States? Because, like I said, I'm over here in North Carolina, but I don't know if you've had a chance to go to New York or Miami or D.C. or was it only on the West Coast that you've visited so far or like around that area? Around Nevada and California, but have you had a chance yet to come and perform in the East Coast?
Yes, now this year I got 3 concerts, but because of this epidemic, I didn't get a chance to come. And next year I'm definitely coming to see you.
Good. We look forward to seeing you in North Carolina and around other parts of the East Coast. Definitely should be a great time to come here because there's definitely a rich classical tradition here. I know that I'm part of a I have been part of a couple of board of advisors, and one of them was for Mallarmé, which is a chamber orchestra. So they are here in Durham, and they do a lot of work with other people around the globe. So I've definitely worked with that chamber orchestra and also worked with our Durham Symphony, which, of course, is definitely very much classical oriented. So I've definitely been involved with them and know a couple of the places that they perform at, like the Carolina Theater and the Durham Arts Council, and of course over at the HI Heritage Center. So they've all performed at those kinds of locations. So I know that there is a rich support for classical music here in our area. So a lot of folks do like those kind of sounds. And of course, a lot of people definitely love the flamenco sound because Carlos Santana is a Carletta Santana is a flamenco artist from here in this artist area. So she's a dancer and does flamenco dance. So I do know that flamenco dance is very popular here as well. So I know that you will be greeted with a lot of respect when you come back here and are able to travel. Are you doing shows right now in India, or are you limited to not being able to do any shows because of the fact that we're in the middle of this pandemic? Or are you able to do shows in a limited audience? Are you able to do any shows in small places?
Yes, now this is limited because last 4 months we didn't have any concert, but next month we are hoping to start because on the next Monday, 24th Monday, the universities are going to reopen the universities. After that, we get the opportunity to perform. And I know you have a lot of contacts there, you know, with a lot of musicians. So definitely I must visit your place and I must see you. Because I get a lot of opportunities. If I contact you, I know very well. Thank you so much for your kindness and giving this opportunity.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Definitely look forward to connecting you with those people so that you can have a chance to play with them and everything of that nature. You're going to put on another one of your songs. If you could, before we get ready to play that one, tell us a little bit about Malangwa. Malangwa is another one of yours that you have on your YouTube site. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about Malangwa and what that's all about. So if you could tell us a little bit about Malangwa.
It's a traditional form of Spanish music, a theme. But I have taken the theme from that and I rearranged the everything according to the without giving any differences. I invented my compose. I mean, rearranged it with my extended technique. You can see the difference. Just the theme is there. Always the theme. I never forget the theme. Theme is got there. With the theme, I try my best to continue the message. Shall we better listen to it?
Good. Well, we're looking forward to hearing about Malengo as well. So I'm going to put that one on right now. So here is Amaranth Ranatanga with Malengua. So we're going to hear a little bit of Malengua as well. So definitely get to see that great style that he plays with and a little bit more about what he is all about. So we're going to put it on, and I think I'm going to put it on full screen this time, which is what I meant to do last time. So we're going to put it on the full screen and see if we can't hear a little bit of Malengua as well. So definitely here is Malengua, and we're going to see if we can't make this one work also. So I think we're going to play Yesterday Is Gone as well, and I know it's another one of your numbers. So if you could tell us about Yesterday Is Gone, too. Actually, we'll just play it, and then you can tell about it afterwards. But we're definitely going to hear Yesterday Is Gone as well.
With the failure, they go back. I mean, they discourage the failure. Now, in my opinion, I can play we have chances to remake, I mean, get up, start the previous game. This all is a day from.
Everything. So that was just some amazing music, and we're gonna put on some more of your sounds as well. As a matter of fact, I think we're gonna put on Deep as well, and then we'll come back to more of a conversation with you. So if you want to tell us a little bit about Deep, we can definitely love to hear that also. But I think we're gonna let them hear a little bit of Deep also, because you just do some amazing sounds, and really impressed with your music, because it's just amazing how great the music is. So like I said, we're gonna put on Deep right now.
Thank you so much for your cooperation, and I thank IBM TV, special thank IBM TV and Mark. Thank you so much for your
no problem. And after this, we want to ask you about the video, but we want to hear the music first. But I do want to ask you about your videographer and maybe about your first guitar. But we're going to hear the music right now.
Yes, I'm hoping to play more music. Mark,
yes.
Can I have a personal question?
Yes.
Are you going to upload this to the YouTube board?
We're going to stop it at right in a little. We're going to keep the interview going just for a few more minutes, and then we'll wrap everything up. But I definitely enjoying the sounds, and I want folks to learn more about you. But probably about another 10 minutes or so, and a lot of it will be just a few more questions, but I did want folks to get an idea of what your music was all about. So definitely appreciate you taking the time to talk to us and learn more about what you're doing and how you're doing it. So definitely appreciate that, and appreciate your being involved with us and all of that. But coming back to the music and everything, I was going to ask you, when did you get your first guitar? So when did that first guitar come around, and when did you buy your first guitar?
When I was 7 years, I said to my father, I want a guitar. So there's a shop in Colombo, that is the city of capital of Sri Lanka, Colombo Music Store. So we went there and bought a guitar. That is 350 rupees. 300 rupees means very large amount compared to those years. Now, that is 1959. So then only I started the guitar, but I played the pop music with that guitar. After that only I came to know that about Andrew Segovia, the classical guitarist. And I started with Mervyn Sanders, African guitarist, Mervyn Sanders, the classical guitar. Then how I started it.
Oh, well. And when did you pick up your first classical guitar, your like flamenco-style guitar? So you started playing that when you were younger. So when did you play your first classical-style guitar?
Yes, after that, there's a shop in here called the Harmonix. They are importing all guitars, the pianos, violins. And so I sold the guitar and bought a guitar from them, a classical guitar from them, an Italian guitar. Not a good brand guitar, but a branded guitar. Yes, to start the subject. From there, I didn't play any pop music, but the classical guitar, I'm involved in that.
Oh, yeah. And you're doing a great job with that. I know folks were definitely impressed with the music. I got some thumbs up and some hearts and things of that nature. So folks were definitely enjoying your music and definitely enjoying it. Can you tell us about the person that did the video for you? Was it the same person? Because they definitely captured your essence in the video. So do you use the same person for all your videos?
No, different kind of persons. There are a lot of students of mine in Sri Lanka. There are cameramen who are doing editing, sound, audio, and a lot of I have a lot of people in Sri Lanka. They do it for me. They never charge from me anything, but I try my best to pay something for it. Even in USA, whenever I go, even in Australia, there are a lot of students of mine who help me. So I got that opportunity because of working as a teacher. I got that great opportunity.
Wow. And how many students do you have currently that are learning music from you? So how many students are you teaching in Sri Lanka about the music? So how many students do you currently have?
In private classes, I have more than 100. And in the university, there are first year, second year, third year, fourth year who are doing main subject. And I told you that last year, with the first year, second year, third year, fourth year, main subject, elective and subject, there are 143 students studying classical and flamenco guitar in the universities, both in the for BA and MA.
Wow. What are some of the places in the world? I know that one of those was, of course, you came to Nevada and went to the Hoover Dam. I didn't notice the Melbourne Theater that you went by, so that would have been Australia. But in addition to other parts of the United States, what are other parts of the globe, other parts of the world that you would like to have your music come to or that you would like to travel to? So are there any places on your wish list? We don't like to call them bucket list because that implies that your life is done and we want you to continue doing this music for many years. So are there places in the world that you would like to travel to and perform at?
Yes, definitely. Spain, England, Germany are the most very important places to build up this subject because there are a lot of fans. Yeah, there are a lot of people who have got good taste and the good sense of this classical flamenco and also this new extended technique. So because of that, I like those, especially in Spain. There are a lot of flamenco guitarists. Spain is the start there, the Andalusia, the place where I started the flamenco guitar, flamenco dance, flamenco singing, or everything. So that is a very, very important place for me. I'm hoping to. Last year I went to Spain, but didn't have contact with the concert, but I had some contacts with the start concert in Spain.
Wow. And how is the music received in Sri Lanka when you perform there in your homeland? Do you get a lot of great respect from the musicians there and from the community there? So how is the music received in your homeland?
Yeah, here, a lot of songs are popular. I mean, the singers are very popular here. When you compare the players are not popular here. So because of this, now this new subject, my students, myself, and there are other teachers also, they are popularizing this, and then little by little, step by step, this is improving Sri Lanka. That's a good news, actually.
Wow, definitely. So like I said, I knew we were going to do a short interview, so I wanted to talk to you for about 40, 45 minutes and definitely get a chance to learn more about your music in this special edition of our show and everything. So I'm glad that we were able to have the time to talk to you and learn more about you. I do want to let you know, and I'm going to tell my bosses this as well at IBM.TV, that one of the things that we're hoping to do, and we're hoping to do it, I think, in September, so that should be sometime in next month, is we're going to do a global concert. So it's going to be a global concert that will help the musicians around the world, because we know that many musicians are definitely being impacted by the pandemic and are definitely having to survive and having a hard time surviving because they can't play as in many places and they can't do as much as they would like to do. So we do know that a lot of the musicians around the world are being impacted by what's going on and things of that nature. So I want to invite you as a fan of the show, and we'll have people that'll do like segments from around the world. So like I said, they may record it in their individual homes or in their individual countries, but we are planning to do, I think, a 24-hour and maybe over like a course of a weekend type of an event that will raise money for the artists of the world to help them survive during this pandemic. So as a member of the IBM.TV family, I would like to invite you to hopefully get a chance to perform with us. We know that it'll be balanced by the time, so it might be around this time in the morning for us that we would do it, so that you could do it in the evening where you are and everything. So we definitely would like to invite you to come and do a performance for us. So we're hoping that you'll be able to do a live performance to help us as we raise money for the artists around the world, because we do know that so many artists are struggling in this day and time. So I'm inviting you to come, and I hope that you can make it on that day to come and perform for us.
Definitely. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to perform. Definitely, I'll join you. Thank you so much. It's a great thing.
And the other thing I was going to ask you just really quickly and everything is if you could give a message of hope, and a lot of your music is about hope, and it definitely gives you that hopeful kind of vibe, but if you could give a message of hope or a message of positivity that you would like to share with the audience, what would that be? So we'd love to hear from you what your message of hope or your message of encouragement as we go through so many of the things in the world would be. So I'd love to hear from you what your message of hope is to the world and to Sri Lanka, to America, to everybody. So I would love to hear what your message of positivity and your message of hope is.
Thank you. In my music, the message is, the main thing is that I told you, a lot of people with the failures, they vanish. I mean, they quiet because of that. In my music, I try my best to give positive, very positive heart, feeling, strength. That's the main theme of my music. So that the theme of my music is a message. So I want to tell everybody, I want to tell all the, not even my fans, everybody, that you have opportunities, you have aims, you have times. So don't forget that. Yeah. So because of that, if you in the track with those ideas, if you are going with this same attitudes, definitely will win, because the life is a race. Because of that, you have to win the race. So in my music, I give that message: those who run, those who win. That's the main theme of my music. That's the idea. That's the message in my music.
Yes, and it's a very positive message, and it's one that more people should be encouraged about, that message of hope and that message of positivity, and letting folks know that even in these hard times, we can have music to soothe our soul and to help us get through these hard times and things of that nature. So definitely I was being very relaxed as I was listening to your music, and definitely was enjoying the sound. So I want to thank you for giving us that beautiful music and for sharing that music to the world. So definitely want to thank you for that, and thank you for being involved. I was going to put you on the spot and saw if you had your guitar there and you're going to give us a rendition, but we played it off of the YouTube, so I won't put you on the spot this time. But the next time, we want you to play live. So we want you to see if we can't get you to play live next time. But definitely glad to have this conversation and to have you involved with us. So definitely want to thank you for being on the show. Thank you for being a guest, and thank you for sharing a little bit of what's going on. Just really quickly, as we get ready to get off and everything, how are things in Sri Lanka? Are y'all in a part where y'all are actually opening up the country now, or are you still not as open? Are you still in lockdown? So is the country starting to open up some?
Yes, we are safe here. Yes, we had 11 casualties and with it, and we are less than 3,000 patients, coronavirus patients. So we are very safe here, and even the schools, all the universities, all the shops, everything is open now. Back to normal, everything, but economy has gone down a lot. I think that will improve in the future. So we are safe here. We have nothing to worry, but we are safe, and we are very keen about the rules and regulation of the government and the health department. They give issues various kind of rules and regulation. We are the people alert to that.
Well, so the people there, it seems like they're actually following the rules. They're wearing the mask and they're actually doing the distance and doing a lot of that other stuff that unfortunately other parts of the world aren't doing as actively, because, you know, we've had a lot of cases here in the United States and have not been as safe as apparently y'all are in Sri Lanka. So it looks like a lot of the country there is actually following the rules and actually doing what they're supposed to do. So glad to see that y'all are doing that. And I would encourage other parts of the world to do the same thing so that we can be safe like y'all. So we need to get to a part where we can be safe as y'all are.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much. I know, came to that. I know, I will go through the news and everything because of all the news and what you get from the TVs and radios. But the situation is bad in all other parts of the world. But in Sri Lanka, we are safe and we are maintaining the law and order here.
Well, definitely. And y'all are definitely, it seems like y'all are not having people go out of the country, but you're probably also not allowing a lot of people to come into the country until the whole pandemic is situated. So I'm probably not allowing many people to come into the country because of wanting to stay safe.
Yeah, still the airport is closed. We have closed only. No tourism is, and the tourism gone down. They're not allowed to come. And even the Sri Lankans are not allowed to go abroad. They don't issue visa, don't issue tickets, and the airport has closed. Because of that, we are safe here and still.
Well, I'm glad that y'all are safe there. I was glad to be able to have this conversation with you and definitely glad to be able to introduce folks to you and everything. If folks are interested in learning more about the music, could you give them your website and your YouTube site and where they can subscribe to and where they can learn more about you? And also, if you wanted to, I would love for you to also tell folks about how they can reach you if they're interested in having you perform when we get out of this pandemic and the world becomes more of its normal self. So definitely we know that society will continue to still have some changes in society. So we know that things may not go back to the total way of the old normal, but we're hoping that in the new normal, people like you will be able to get out and perform. So if you would definitely tell our folks about how they can reach you and your websites, and also about how they can reach you, as I did, on LinkedIn and other sources. So if you would tell folks how they can reach you and how they can learn more about your music and you as the person. So definitely, if you would, I'd love to hear more about how folks can reach you and definitely more of that kind of method of how they can find out more about you.
Thank you. I have a Facebook account. I have a page. I have a website. I have two channels in YouTube called Amarnath Samsung, and my student channel is Amarnath Guitar Academy. I have a website. I have a LinkedIn profile. And I have a lot of information in Google. Just type my name, Amarnath Ramathung. Anywhere you go, you can get all the information about myself. Amarnath Ramathung. Just that's enough. When you type that, you get, even go to the YouTube and type my name. You get all my videos. It's better if you can subscribe for my videos. A great thing. And also my page, in my FB, Facebook account. I have a lot of things in the internet regarding myself to promote myself.
Definitely appreciate you being here and talking to us and being engaged with us in this conversation. I'm going to actually close out the show with a little bit more of your music and everything of that nature. So as folks get ready to wrap up the show and Amarant gets ready to get back to his evening of rest, because it is definitely nighttime where he is, and I know that he's ready to go and probably get some shut eye and some sleep and things of that nature. So definitely want to have him have a chance to do that. He's probably already had dinner and is ready to call it a evening, since it is nighttime in Sri Lanka. So we know he's probably getting ready to call it a night and get ready for another productive day tomorrow. But as we know that that's what's going on in that part of the world, I am going to put on Impact and give you a little taste of that and maybe one or two of his other songs as we let Amaranth go and enjoy the rest of his night. But if you could tell us just a little bit about Impact, because I'm going to play that. I may play one or two of the other songs just to wrap the show up. But definitely, if you could tell us about Impact. And it also looks like we have a comment from one of our listeners. So Ron Thomas is actually watching. Ron Thomas is a fan of ours from Dubai. So he's originally from North Carolina. I mean, not North Carolina, but New York. But he now lives in the Dubai area and things of that nature. So Ron Thomas has joined us and has been watching us from that part of the world. So Ron Thomas is in Dubai. Have you been to Dubai? Have you been to Dubai at all, Amaranth?
Thank you so much. You know, and it's a great opportunity to talk with you and join with this IBM TV. Even all the artists, they need some kind of publicity. They need some kind of appreciation. So they are, you know, the IBM TV has done a lot of things. Thank you so much for the your kind cooperation and your, especially Mark, I appreciate your presentation.
Oh, no problem at all. Glad to have you on the show. Like I was saying, I don't know if you've ever been to Dubai, but that's over there in the Middle East. And one of our listeners was watching from that part of the world. So definitely, like I said, if you haven't been to Dubai, hopefully Ron Thomas, who is a business executive, can get you to that part of the world. So I don't know if you've been to Dubai yet, but hopefully he can help you get to that part of the globe also, because he's definitely involved in the business community there. So that's somebody that you might want to meet and might want to learn about, because like I said, he might be able to help you come to Dubai and learn more about that part of the world. Like I said, he is an American, but he's definitely in that part of the world and travels throughout the Middle East, Asia, and is a global citizen in the true sense of the word, traveling around the world just as you have as well. So I need to connect the two of you so that you can possibly get some engagements in the Middle East.
Yes, thank you. And definitely join. And next September, I'll be there with you for the concert. No problem. I'll perform for you. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to play with work with the IBM TV and especially Mark, you appreciate it.
No problem. So the last thing I'm going to ask you is just as I put the video on, and like I said, I might play a few more during the course of the next 9 or 10 minutes or whatever, but I am going to let you go and call it a day there in Sri Lanka. But if you would just tell us a little bit about Impact real quick, because I am going to play Impact, and that's one of the songs that I had not played yet. So just tell us a little bit about Impact as I call it, let you call it a day and get ready to go and head out to the, like I said, your evening there. But tell us just a little bit about Impact.
I told you that I have made some differences. I mean, not the normal guitar. I use it now. In this composition, I use 100% my own technique, I mean, extended technique. I never touch the strings with the right hand fingers. Everything I play, a whole melody with the left hand fingers and right hand finger, I'm using the top bow to get the rhythm of the piece. I never play any single note with the right hand or with the left hand, tapping, pulling and hammering, right? There is a special thing in this video. This video is specially composed, I mean, to show my extended technique, how a guitarist can play even the melody. While you are playing the melody with the left hand, you can give the rhythm, tapping the top bow. Top bow is tuned, a top bow to the top bow of the guitar, and you get the a perfect rhythm. Just listen to it. But it's modern. I mean, not jazz, not flamenco, some kind of progressive style, progressive tone, progressive sound. Just listen, you can see the difference. There's 100% to show my extended technique. How player can use extended technique and give a message to the, even in that composition, I try my best to give that message, my common message, the winning message, how the tough, everything you are tough, you have, must be able to with the right aim, with the right path, with the right time, you have to approach everything. This idea is in that same piece. Thank you for that. That is the impact. That is the meaning of impact.
All right. We're looking forward to playing Impact right now. You're going to put that on so that folks can hear what Impact is all about as well. So definitely looking forward to hearing Impact.
Awesome, yeah.
A little bit more of Amaranth's music and everything, so I think y'all were in for some definite treats and definitely got a chance to enjoy that great music of his. So definitely appreciate Amaranth for joining us on the show and for getting the chance to learn more about his music. So definitely appreciate Amaranth for being on and for sharing his story and for definitely being involved with us. So definitely want to thank Amaranth for joining us here on a special edition of the radio show with Mark Lee. So definitely we do a number of shows, and we will have our regular online dinner party on tomorrow on Wednesday between the hours of 4 and 6. But we did have a special edition with our new friend Amaranth Ranatanga and the music that he is doing over there in Sri Lanka, but has definitely brought it to the world in the past, to other parts of the world like Australia and America and other parts of the globe, but is hoping to do more of that when we get out of this current situation that we are in globally and more of our musicians can travel the world. So once again, I want to thank you for being on the show, Amaranth, for definitely sharing your story and for letting folks know more about you. And I'm hoping that you get more subscribers based on your appearance here on this show. So definitely want to thank you once again for being on, and to hopefully we'll get you to come back in the not too distant future and give us some live performances and give us that ability to hear more of this music live. But it was great having this conversation with you and learning more about you and your upbringings and your connection to the music. And I'm glad that you were able to play left-handed, because I am a left-handed person myself. So the fact that we got some left-handed playing is great, because being left-handed, I'm always glad when I can see some left-handed playing. So definitely, even though I don't play any musical instrument myself, I have mad respect for musicians and love music of the globe and music of the world. So definitely want to thank you for being my guest, and I look forward to us continuing these conversations in the not-too-distant future. So thanks once again for joining us out here on the special edition, and I definitely look forward to seeing you in live in person at some point, and hopefully we can have you come to North Carolina or other parts of the globe where after this whole things that are going on with the world with the pandemic are calmed down and we can actually get back to traveling, I can see you perform live. So I'm looking forward to seeing you perform live sometime in the very near future. So I want to wish you great health and definitely great wishes, and do know that I thoroughly love the music, and I look forward to hopefully being able to see you perform live in the not too distant future.
Thank you so much, Mark. You are so kind. Thank you so much. And I thank IBM TV, special thank the IBM TV for giving this opportunity. It's a great thing. It's a great. Thank you so much.
No problem. And on that note, we're going to call it a day here. Well, a morning here, I should say. Still got things to do myself, to run some errands and some other things of that nature, because it's late morning now, almost close to noon, being like around 11:25, 11:30 here at our time. But I did enjoy having the conversation and look forward to having more conversations with more great artists and more great activists and entrepreneurs and things of that nature. So definitely looking forward to continuing more great conversations around the globe and around the world. But right now we can wrap up this special edition. And once again, I want to thank Amaranth for being on and sharing his music. So on that note, we're here to wrap up this edition of the special edition. And I do want to thank Ron and others for tuning in and enjoying the music that we provided to them. So on that note, we're going to call it a wrap. And like I said, I will be back on Wednesday between the hours of 4 and 6 for our usual edition of our Wednesday programming, which is the online dinner party. So looking forward to that at a later tomorrow, that is tomorrow afternoon. And we'll continue these great dialogue and these great conversations. So on that note, I'm going to wrap it up and wish everybody around the world that they are having a productive day or a productive evening, depending on which part of the globe they are in and what they're doing. So definitely whatever you're doing, I hope that you're keeping productive, even in these hard times. And we do know that these are hard times, and a lot of people are facing economic strife, as well as, of course, dealing with the pandemic that we're in the middle of. And of course, we do know that people are starting to study and understand class and cultural differences as well. So definitely all of these that are things that are going on in the world and are being addressed by the world. So definitely we look forward to more of the conversations we're having here to talk about these things that are happening around the world and other issues as well, because we do know that this is the 100th anniversary of the suffragette movement here in America. So a lot of women are also getting a lot of attention as well, particularly during this month, as we do know that there are a number of injustices among the genders as well. So definitely we want to have things that are going on, and we want an equal society for all. So that means an equal society, no matter what your religious beliefs are, no matter what your political beliefs are, no matter what your beliefs are in terms of other things also, but also a celebration and a unity of the world. That is what IBM.TV is all about, being a unifying force and celebrating the differences that we all have, no matter what those differences are, but also being a unity force. And that's why I was glad to have Amaranth on, because a lot of his message is about a message of hope. So definitely want to thank him for being a guest. And on that note, we're going to call it a wrap. Thank you. I think I'll begin our ambassador, because the ambassador is always a fun way to end these shows. And that's our young lady from India, who definitely does a great job of telling us about things that we should do for our health and things along that line. So I'm going to bring the ambassador in, and the ambassador will actually talk to us about how we should do things in the sense of washing our hands and all of that. And then we'll have a message about IBM.TV as well. But here's the ambassador, and that's our producer, Ankit's daughter. So here's the ambassador sharing with us how we should actually be taking care of ourselves in terms of washing our hands and covering our mouth when we sneeze and all of that stuff.
कोरोना वायरस से कैसे बचेंगे? ओके, हैंड धोकर और ऐसे अपने खांसी जब आएगी तो ऐसे करेंगे अच्छू अच्छू और कोरोना वायरस को धन्यवाद हमारा म्यूजिक सुनने का.
Yes, and now we have the message from the
makeup.
All right.